Triple M. Brew and Dits, top three things you need to know.
The Victorians are looking at using a GPS-style bracelet for people who come back from overseas and have the virus.
Like prisoners.
I think it's for the virus. I don't think it's for every single traveller. You would make sense that it would be for positive people returning because they were so good at hotel quarantine over there in Victoria. They're looking at a more foolproof system. This was used in Hong Kong and Singapore and I think a couple of other places.
Yeah.
And I reckon they might have even used it in WA, or they at least thought about it. So, I mean, there'll be people that will say, no, you can't treat me like a criminal. And, you know, what do you call them? It's the civil libertarians.
Yes,
is that
that's right. Yep.
But you know what? We need to do what works. And Victoria needs every bit of help they can get to get their economy and their lives back on track. So I don't mind the idea, to be quite honest.
Yeah. All right. You have to do what you have to do, don't you?
Well,
to get this right.
They do at the moment. Yeah. That's for sure.
What's happening to our shares, Roo?
Well, the stock market's at a 7-month high. So it's now back to, 6,400. It was around 7 or over 7, I think, just before the, in early Feb. So things are getting back closer to where your super money was. If you've got money in super, you should have sort of maybe 80-90% of it if you sort of held your nerve. And with all the stimulus that the government have done, and to give a bit more confidence, that looks like it might keep going up, which is good news for people that are close to retirement and need that cash. And good news for everyone, really, because it was a bit scary for a while there if you had any money in shares or any money in superannuation.
Rube, I follow mine just because I've got a self-managed thing. So once a week, I'm able to check it online. I can tell you that mine dropped 20%, which is a lot. You know, when everything crashed.
Should have dropped more than that.
Yeah, well, it dropped 20 and it's back to where it was. So if you're listening, I presume most people would be in the same boat. I mean, large companies tend to put our money into the same money markets and things like that.
Yeah.
So I would have thought, rule of thumb, we should all be back to about normal. Well, maybe slightly.
The stock
ahead.
Market's not back to normal yet. So
no,
if you're back to normal, you're doing better than everyone else.
Yeah. Well, it has. It's bounced back anyway. Mm. So that's good.
Well, I should be following your advice.
No, it's not my advice. I don't do it. I just read it every week and hope it's all good.
Give us a stock market report later on. And Mel, you'd be a pink salt user. Ditch, you a pink salt user?
I've got a jar in the cupboard.
A jar in the cupboard.
Right, throw it out, Mel. To tell you.
It costs heaps. I'm not
three
checking.
Three times dearer.
Yep.
The normal white salt, and they're saying
three times is bad for you.
Yeah, a new study has found that the levels of unhealthy minerals in there or heavy minerals are not good for you.
So why pink salt, Mel? What's the difference? Why would you buy it? Is it a gimmick? Have you been conned? Or
I'm sure it was on some TV cooking show and I said, well, I've got to get it.
Better have that.
Yeah. Have a bit of pink salt with a black pepper. Looks great on the table. So, be a little bit careful.
Yeah. Hey, just finally, Roo, the grand final I mentioned before. So how many tickets can they sell? 30,000?
Well, they're selling 30 unless they open it up a bit more this week. So
yeah. Well, I say it again. I don't know if they're going to get a crowd for this.
Nah, they'll fill it out. I'll say there'll be 30,000 there, Ditch.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think people aren't, if they think there's a ticket up for grabs, they'll find a way to get there. Even South Australians would go up there, you'd think.
Yeah, they might. Yeah,
if flights were reasonably priced. What are flights to Queensland at the moment?
Well,
300 or 400?
Don't know.
Waggers.
They were. Same. If Port got through, they were. Port people were looking last week and they were
going
to be
2 grand.
Are you
still going up there?
Yeah, I have to go up, yeah.
You have to go up?
I have to go up, yep. What?
What do you have to go up?
Because I just do.
What? Well, why wouldn't you go then?
To the game.
Enjoy grand final.
No. No, I won't be going to grand final.
Why not?
Because I'm a bad loser.
Yeah, but your side's not going to be there.
Yeah, that's
so you can go there and you can't lose.
Either.
You can be a good winner.
No.
You can barrack for both sides.
No.
No?
Not interested.
All right. Fair enough then.
Ebert takes the mark.
Brad, I'm Brad.
He kicks a goal, Ebert.
Brad. And the whole world has to go for Port Power just to tell you once again, who's Brad?
Well, I thought we had him on the phone, but he's here in the flesh. He's come in. Brad Ebert, we really appreciate it. How are you?
Mate, I just wanted to get out of the house. I've sort of been cooped up there for the last 4 days. And, it's just good to actually get out of the bubble too. I've sort of been sitting at home and going between the club and home for a long time. So it's good to actually see some other
good
people.
Good on you.
Yeah,
good
so the COVID restrictions mean that you haven't been able to come in or go really anywhere, have
nah,
you?
Nah, nah. So it was very much essential services, so shops and cafes for coffee or whatever, but then home and the club. So it was, yeah, pretty tight for a while there. But anyway, now we're... Well, unfortunately, we're out of it, to be honest with you. I was quite happy living in the bubble for another week if it was going to be for a grand final. But anyway, not to be.
Brad, quite seriously, it's ironic the way you've bowed out of the game. You were knocked out in your last contest. But I actually thought you'd save the game for Port Adelaide. You ran back with the flight of the ball. You spoilt Revolt, who was about to swallow it and maybe kick a goal. And look, it wasn't to be. Port Adelaide lost by a kick. But, mate, well done to you. You tried absolutely, I mean, from a personal base, you tried everything you could. You played a great game in your last game of footy. So hopefully you walk away a very, very proud man.
Yeah, I do in that sort of sense. I guess you sort of... at the time you're just thinking, oh, I'm just going to go back to spoil a ball. Yep. You don't really think that it's going to end up leading into you getting knocked out or whatever. But, I look back on it and I think that it's, I certainly wasn't a form issue in any way in the end, was it? It was, I was feeling okay and playing okay and hoping that we could, you know, keep going on. But, anyway, mate, it's one of those ones where I'm quite comfortable with the decision and I'm, as a 30-year-old, very happy going into the next phase of life, mate.
That's
I'm excited for what's next. So, loved my time at the club, and I know the club's in a good position, but, I'm happy getting on to the next thing.
I think you've made the right decision, mate. When did you make the decision? How far back did you think, look, this has got to be my last year for all things considered, family, life after footy?
Yeah.
When's enough's enough?
After that last concussion I had a couple months ago, the doctor and I sort of sat down.
Where you were out for a while.
Yeah. So we had a pretty... You know, some
honest conversations
around what it looks like and what I'm trying to do, and at that point he sort of said that, you know, under his advice he'd be considering that, you know, the risk is becoming too great.
Can you share the honest thing he said? What did he say if you keep playing or not?
Oh,
really?
No, it wasn't anything that you just, you know, it was probably more the risk is becoming greater than the reward, and, you know, what are you sort of thinking? And at the same time we were winning and we were doing really well, so you're sort of sitting there going, well, hang on a second, I want to see this out.
Yep.
I feel comfortable in myself that I'm okay. So we sort of came to the agreement that, all right, if there's any more knocks, you're done, and see the season out, and then, you know, we'll go from there. So, sort of at that point I gauged that this is probably going to be it, and then obviously on the weekend it was the sort of icing on the cake, I guess.
Now, it's all elementary now because you're not in the grand final, but, and we just heard from Ken Hinckley talk about he wouldn't have played you, but you would have missed the grand final. I mean, as I say, we don't have to worry about it now, but, gee, that would have been a tough, tough thing to go through.
It was, I spoke to the doctor afterwards and he was like, oh, I'll give you till, I was thinking about it as soon as it happened, and I was going to give you till Monday night to pass the concussion test and stuff, but I don't think that even after that, like even the way I'm feeling now and stuff, I don't think that I would have been okay, which means
No Mad Monday.
No, it hasn't been a mad Monday. That's why I'm in here at 8:30 in the morning, fresh as a daisy. Look at me. I sadly haven't had any beers or done anything at the moment. I'm hoping that time will come when I'm feeling a bit better and I can actually, have a few beers and reflect on things. But at the moment, mate, I've sort of been cooped up at home again, back in the bubble, back in the COVID bubble.
How do you reflect on a 6-point loss in a prelim final? Is it... Obviously, it's shattering right now, but I know you were at a barbecue, you know, the other day at the club, the day after. Is everyone standing around saying, this is our moment, here we go, like we're, you know, we've got this great young squad, or is it too early to be thinking about what's going to happen?
Oh, mate, there's definitely those sort of conversations, and it's one of those ones where you're licking your wounds a bit, but at the same time, you're looking at... you know, the positive side of things as well. And I see Mitchie Georgiadis sitting on the back page of the paper here, and you look at the youth coming through, what they've been able to achieve in their first couple of years. You look at the boys that are still there, like Boakey and Robbie, and Boakey's 32 going on 22, getting better and better. And you just keep saying that, all right, there's a good nucleus there, there's a good mix, and I think we've learnt from those errors of the past in terms of, you know, 2014 when we got there and just missed out. I think that we're in a lot better space as a coaching group, as a playing group, to learn from those sort of things to propel us. So I think we've got the mix there. At the same time, it was heartbreaking. So Saturday, we're all sitting around thinking, Jesus, what just happened, and how did that happen? But for me now, I'm sort of looking at it disappointed that I never got that chance, but confident that the boys will be fine.
What's life after footy going to be for Brad Ebert? Have you far enough out yet?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I'm thinking I still enjoy sport. I still enjoy footy. I've got that business side of things, so I might sort of get involved there in that sort of commercial space or high-performance space. I'm sort of just weighing up a few things at the moment. And in the meantime, selling a bit more wine.
Hey, he's got the shirt on. He's
straight into it. Very good.
Nah, that's got a few new varieties coming. Got to push them for Christmas. Doing a little, maybe a little sneaky port. So we'll see. But yeah, I've had a few messages from Mark Rusciutto and a few boys down the Crows there. So you never know, mate.
A port drinker, so I'll buy some port.
No, I'm talking more just Crows in general, mate.
I wasn't sending your mouth. I'm only joking.
I just thought I'd throw it out.
Sending you a message. Congratulations for the.
Sure you were.
Will you be a coach one day?
Probably not a coach. No. Nah, I don't mind coaches and stuff, but I don't think that
not your thing.
Nah, probably not. Nah. What about Roo, Ditz, and Ebo?
That
sounds all right to me.
That's a crowd, mate.
I feel like
I've already got one feral port like supporter.
I was about to say, actually, need a port supporter, one that'll stand up for the club.
There's a whack.
I'm
don't do
joking.
That. You might have concussion again.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. I'm going again.
Did you bring your mouth
out? Ebo's really finished up. I really respect what you boys have been doing, and I appreciate everything you guys have done. So seriously, it's been great.
Good comeback.
Without being too soppy and stuff. I've tried to take the mickey, but you've been brilliant. So
no, I want to say to you as well that I'm lucky enough to know your family, and I know your mum and dad. Mm-hmm. And mate, you are one of the great fellas I've ever met, and I mean that. Again, I'm not being soppy either, but
even after that last comment.
No, that's all good, mate. You got to be honest. But the way you conduct yourself and the way you are with people, you're a ripper, mate. And I know you get it from your parents. Your dad's one of the nicest blokes I've ever met.
He's old, isn't he?
Yeah, well done. Well done on everything you've done and achieved. And good luck in retirement, mate.
No, I appreciate it, guys. And that's, like I said, I really do appreciate what you guys are doing. And I've appreciated coming in here week in, week out.
Well, we've loved it.
Stay in touch, Ebo.
Yeah. I will for sure.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Brad Ebert. Roo, I want to share a story with you about stupid things that happen in the workplace.
Right.
Now, you were in your position, whether it's the Crows or the Alma, you sit in many, many executive meetings,
don't
you?
A few.
And I would have thought the usual trend would be, let's go through the agenda, shall we? Any apologies? Would someone like to approve the minutes of the last meeting? Yeah, sure, we'll go through that. All right, okay, let's go to the sales department. Have we met our sales targets for the last month or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Any new business arising? Yep, new business. We'll talk about that. Can we have a marketing update, please, from the marketing department? Yeah, you'd run through that.
Mm-hmm.
Financial report, please, from the company accountant. Yep, good. What's the share price doing? Now, these are the sorts of things I would have thought that would come up in the Southern Cross Austereo Triple M executive meeting. Would you agree?
You're getting to the point.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Word has filtered through, Roo, that the people that run this joint, to employ you and I, the main item of discussion at this week's executive meeting was, let's call him Flack.
You can't.
Let's say his nickname's Flack.
You've thrown him under the bus. Our Metro.
No, this one Former of our Metros. Metro. One of our Metros. He's on the executive team because he's in production. He's high up in production in this company.
Does that mean he gets paid more?
He does. He raised the fact that at reception there's a bowl of Minties and Fantails, and that two of our on-air superstars have chipped a tooth.
Easy,
I'm telling you. This is how important the executive and the debate that ensued went for hours about the fact that he wants the Minties and the Fantails removed from the reception area.
Why?
Because two of our precious stars, have chipped a tooth eating Minties and Fantails. This is the drivel that goes on at our executive meeting here.
When did this happen?
This week, at the end of last week.
Bulldust.
I'm telling you.
They want the Minties and Fantails taken off the desk for workplace safety reasons.
Workplace safety. Now, as I said, Roo.
How about you bloody eat them properly?
Well, suck on them for a while. Make
That's
them
what
soft.
They're made for. You don't chomp on the bloody things. You suck on them.
I didn't see that in the minutes anywhere. Tell them to suck on them. Don't just chew into them.
Suck them properly.
That's right.
That's what you're meant to do.
So as you do as a conscientious employee, Roo, I thought I'll read the minutes of the executive meeting to find out about our financial report and our share price.
Us, surely.
How's the sales team tracking and are we on target? Are we above ahead of budget? And I get to read three pages about Minties and Fantails at the reception area. It's lucky we get to air every day, isn't it? We're being run by clowns.
How about people take more responsibility for their own actions in this bloody joint and everywhere?
That would be a first.
But it doesn't. It's not just here that happens. That happens everywhere, doesn't it?
Mm.
If you
well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know, if you're walking down the street and you happen to trip over a gutter and break your ankle.
Yeah.
People sue the council.
Is it the gutter's fault or is it your fault?
Well, I would have thought the gutter's been there for a while and it didn't move when you were lifting your leg.
Mm. Who put that gutter there?
And it's been built correctly, you know, open your eyes.
There's an interesting difference between, for example, New Zealand and Australia with this, isn't there?
Well, in New Zealand, I'm led to believe, don't quote me on this, that if you trip over something that is built to specifications, you can't sue.
So if you trip over that gutter, but it's made properly, then you're the clumsy one for tripping over it.
See, in a pub, for instance, and only because I know that you can injure yourself on someone else's land, but everything's done right. Everything's safe. Everything's built comply with the building regulations.
Pub's fault.
You pay the penalty for it.
For the two precious people here that have chipped their teeth, right, they can now sue, I presume, Southern Cross Old Stereo because they chipped their tooth at work eating a minty. And like you've said, well, don't chomp into a hard lolly.
How can we live in a place where you can't take responsibility for your own actions?
Oh, good question. Good question.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. Mm.
So what?
So who's right, who's wrong? Now, I know of a story because this is a family member, 90-year-old going for a walk, tripped on a paver out in their suburb, going for a walk around the block, sued the council because the paver was slightly risen. It wasn't sitting properly in the ground. Now, should she have, she's 90 years of age, but should she have looked at it and gone, well, that paver's sticking up a little, or is the council at fault for not actually laying it properly?
I have a bit of sympathy for a 90-year-old. Yeah, I do too. And I have a bit of, you know, the paver should be flat, but, do we want to pay more council fees and have everything absolutely perfect all of the time? We whinge about council rates all the time.
Yeah, we do.
I'm happy to look after a 90-year-old.
All right. What happens in your workplace? And, who's right, who's wrong? Do we have to take our own responsibility for these things or not?
Surely you'd have to, don't you?
I think
you do. Let's go to an anonymous caller. Hello, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. What would you like to say?
So I work in Toronto, and one of our... Yeah, there's a few stupid rules going on, to be honest. But, the poor kids, if they make a little craft, like a cookie, a biscuit or whatever. Had a little girl last night, want to take her cookie home, but can't do that with food safety or whatever else.
Well, you're not allowed to take them home?
Wanted to give it to grandma, but, can't do that.
Why can't they take it home? I would have thought you can't take it to childcare.
Oh, that's it, yeah. We made it yesterday afternoon, and then no good. It was just a little bit of icing, a few lollies. But
so is this about things like peanut allergies or something like that? Is it guarding against that?
But isn't it the other way around, Ditz? You shouldn't be able to take it to childcare.
Yeah, correct. So we made it in the afternoon, but this is... can't take it home.
Oh, you actually made it at childcare? You made it there?
Yeah, you can't take it home, you're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's a strange one. Yeah, strange rules in the workplace
rule.
That is
ridiculous. Yeah. Go to Modbury. G'day, Luke.
Hey,
Luke.
How are we going?
Yeah, good Luke.
I got a story. One day we were sitting there at lunchtime, and just eating our lunch, and a guy starts eating his chicken Kiev and starts choking on it. And we all got up, started helping him, and he actually... did a formal complaint to the next boss up saying that we didn't help him out enough.
What? You're joking.
What do you mean you didn't help him out enough? What did he want? The CBR?
Well, I tell you, the piece of chicken Kev that did come out was about the size of a golf ball, so I'm not surprised it didn't go down. But complaint didn't go too well. He ended up leaving us the next week anyway.
No, sounds like someone you'd want to get out of there.
Send him on
to
his
me.
Way.
Yep. Let's go to Murray Bridge. G'day, Adai.
Oh, hi, Roo. How are you, Nick?
Very good, thank you. What would you like to say?
I just say I love your show. I giggle every way to work.
Good on you.
And also, I'd just like to say, in my job, we have an occupational health and safety folder.
Yeah.
And one section I love very much because there's 5 pages of what injuries you can do to yourself using a microwave oven.
What? You're joking.
No. Who reads through that?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a good read.
Yep. 5 pages.
Yep.
Oh, yep. What?
Jeez, how big's your folder, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Yeah.
All right. And do you want to say where you work or not?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, now, Di, tell us about your name. Where does that come from?
Di.
Oh, is it Di, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've, sorry.
That's pretty...
Righto, we were told something else. Anyway, Di, thanks for calling in. She sounds like a good scout. Why don't we send her off to the restaurant?
Yeah, go for it, Dits.
Triple M. Ruined Dits for breakfast.
I don't even know what I'm meant to be f***ing tapping.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
The worst of all time.
Dez's minibus and Dez's cabs. Let Dez be your designated driver. Call Dez 133 77 or dezsminibus.com.au.
Roo, would you like to introduce the band Tragedy?
Yes, I can. Mel's been on the sax. You're on the harmonica. Yep. Alice is on the guitar. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the bongo drums.
All right, here is our 10th single.
Oh, that might be our worst single yet.
We're being a bit creative.
We have to, because it's going off too easy.
All right, what do you think it is? 133 53, another listen.
I don't even know what we played.
Can't you remember?
I can't even remember what. How bad is that? $100 up for grabs. Give us a call, 133 53, or you can text us on the Automasters text line.
Pay attention at rehearsal, will you?
1047. As I said in that grab, I don't know what I'm effing doing. Let's give us a call.
We're almost into the double album territory, Roo. Tenth song we've done.
Yep.
Shall we have another listen?
Yeah, why not? Let's go to Morfett Vale. Luke, have you got any idea?
I'm going to have a stab and say Fortunate Son by Creedence.
Oh, great song. Is it that? No, sorry, Luke. Good song,
imagine
though.
Imagine if he got on the first guess. Let's go to Blakeview. Stephen.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going, fellas?
Good, Steve. What do you think it is?
I reckon it's the original Batman theme.
Oh.
Unbelievable. But it's not right.
Nah, sorry, Stephen. Sorry,
let's go to Aberfoyle Park. G'day, Josh.
How you going, Ruin Dits? All right, lads?
Yeah, yes, good, Josh. Hey, what are you up to today?
Just working at Carolta Park, just building some fence lines along a pergola. So, yeah.
You've got a good voice for radio, I reckon.
I listen to you every morning, lads. So, you do a good job. So, I appreciate your good work.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Josh. Hey.
Righto, Josh. Just auditioning, Josh is. Righto. What's your guess?
I reckon it's Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day. Something unpredictable, but
in the end is right. Is it Green Day? You are wrong. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, don't be harsh.
You would have been like that Friday night during the footy. Oh, why didn't we mic you up mic up Kate or something?
There was a little bit of that going on.
Oh, unbelievable. Out of bounds. How can you be doing that deliberate? That's unbelievable. Amy Charlotte was trying to give it a Rockcliffe.
Almost word for word, actually.
Bloody hell, umpires should have been Shane Harris in charge.
Hang on. It's about the wait here. So we jackpot to $200 tomorrow.
And very surprising, we've got a Green Day song.
Yes, I know. We get one of those every day. All thanks to Dez's $200 tomorrow. Ruined It's on Triple M. Alice the Wag told us all about the new show on Channel 7. It debuted last night. We interviewed Mitchell Johnson, didn't we?
Yeah, we did interview Mitchell Johnson. Had plenty of big names on there. Chappelle Corby, Merrick was on there.
No, you said big names. Anyway, carry on.
Set on him. Warnie's lad was on there. And they get pushed through their paces from SAS enforcers.
Alice, tell us all about it.
Well, it really sucked me in. It starts with it on a helicopter and they just have to jump off the helicopter into the ocean.
Ooh.
And like Chappelle.
From how high? Chappelle, like reasonable
like
height?
Like helicopter height? No, like, I don't know.
Helicopter height.
No, that was a silly thing to say. Do you know what? Don't ask annoying questions. I don't know how
10
high.
10 meters, 50 meters.
It's hard to
helicopter
tell.
Height. Oh, helicopter height. Because helicopters can come up and go up and down.
They're all at the same height.
Are they?
Didn't you know that? Yeah. Anyway, let's carry on.
Well, it was high enough because when Chappelle Corby jumped out of it, she went face first.
Oh, and face
she got
first?
She got a blood nose.
Oh, no. Oh, that would have been more than a metre.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So
how tough is it?
It looks ruthless. Like the whole time I was watching it, I just kept saying, oh, this is not for me. Mm. This is not for me. And they're cold. They're wet. They're in the snowy mountains. They're carrying all these backpacks.
It's torture.
It's horrific. And then they get to the campsite and I would be like, oh, thank God, a whole day of hiking, jumped out of a helicopter. Now I get to be at the campsite. The toilet doors barely exist. So you have to there's no privacy.
What's wrong with that?
Once you jump out of the helicopter, you had to get nude and put your stuff on. Like, it's pretty
relentless. Of all the
things
that you're worried about
in front of everyone.
The poo.
Yep.
Everyone just peels off and...
Yep. I saw Mitchell Johnson's bottom.
No.
Yeah. And there's no producers there. So there's no one saying, oh, you need to ask Mitchell Johnson this, you need to tell Chappelle Corby that. It's literally the three SAS guys and all the celebs.
Right.
So they're just trying to break them.
Yes. The best one last night was Roxy Jasenko, who is the PR mogul from...
Sydney.
And you guys would hate her. She's got sausage lips.
Her husband went to jail, didn't he?
Yes. And I feel like she's just one of these ladies. She probably does work hard and everything, but she just couldn't be told what today to do. So this is her as she entered the show on her little pre-interview of how she was going to tackle it.
I've always had the mindset of take every opportunity that comes your way. But people think that I can't or won't or wouldn't expect it. And that's been every single thing I've done. You know, I started my business and everyone was like, oh, as if that's going to work, she'll fail. But for me, doesn't matter what everybody thinks, doesn't matter if you get to day 12 or day 2, the fact that I've actually taken the punt to do it with determination and grit no matter what, that's enough for me.
Right, how'd she go?
Right, so I thought, God, she's going to give it a real red hot crack. She's maybe got a bit of grit about her.
Mm.
This is maybe halfway through the episode, so on day one.
Day one.
I can't do it.
Start thinking about why you're here. If you don't want to be, if you think it's a game, if you want to enhance your careers or whatever you want to do, you're on the wrong course.
I can't do it.
100% sure.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Why?
It's painful.
After only 6 hours, number one Roxy has found the course too demanding and has voluntarily withdrawn.
What a disaster.
What a disaster.
What? So day one, she's gone.
She's like, I don't care if I last 12 days, for it's dull, you lasted 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
6 hours of nonstop, hard work.
Yeah, they had a 15-minute break to recoup and go to the toilet, and then they come back out.
That's nearly as brave as you on the wharf did.
What do you mean?
Didn't you last one day on the wharf?
I lasted a day. Yeah, right, got hay fever.
Ditz wouldn't be very good at the show because the first scene he gets dropped into water and he can't swim. Yeah. He just goes straight down.
Wow. Well, that's just silly.
Oh, we've got a life jacket.
Chris Sidmar lasted 30 seconds.
He drowned.
Yeah.
And then the next intense thing they had to do is a boxing match where they had to box each other, and he said, I want you to punch each other in the face as hard as you can, and if you get knocked down, you have to get back up.
What, with gloves on and stuff?
They had boxing gloves on. They had helmets on, but their face was open. So literally
helmets,
they just were punching at each other's faces.
Right.
And so they got an AFLW girl to come out the front, and they said, you have to choose your opponent. So she's got the entire cast in front of her, and behind the scenes, the guys are going, this is a real judge of character, because if she picks someone weak, it just shows she's in for the easy haul.
Mm.
She picked the biggest, strongest guy out there, Nick Cummings. So
he
had to come
badger.
Out. Yeah, he had to come out and ruthlessly, and you could see he really struggled with it, just try and punch her in the face as hard as he could.
You can't let blokes do that.
But it's part of it. You just have to, they're trying to... just pretend
did,
like it's
what,
at
did
war.
He punch her in the face?
Yeah, they punched each other. And then afterwards, he obviously was like, I'm really sorry. She's like, I'm totally fine.
I don't think that's right.
But they said it's an amazing judge of character for this girl to pick him to fight when she could have, you know, picked Roxy Jasenko out.
I would have picked Roxy.
Punched her
Start
lights
with
out.
The weakest one and get a few easy ones. Get your confidence up.
Get a few points early.
Yeah, that's what...
That's what I would have done anyway. And then last night, we also saw Chappelle Corby being fully...
What was she like?
Questioned. She's a bit weird. Mm. Just a really, really high-pitched voice and just, not really sure what she's thinking. But this is her being fully interrogated. She gets dragged into a room. They put a hood on her in the middle of the night and drag her into this room and start playing clips of her in the courtrooms of Bali.
Oh,
so she obviously stirs all this emotion.
Torture,
and then this is her talking about her arrest.
I went to Bali for a holiday. And then in Bali Airport, I picked up my boogie board. And the handle had been cut.
What was found in your boogie board?
Marijuana. 4.2 kilograms.
You didn't know about this? You didn't know someone had cut your boogie board up? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's correct.
Then you spent how many years in prison?
10. And then 3 years on parole.
So she's actually talking about what it was like in prison, and it was very intense.
Mm. All right, so good show then.
Very good show. Back on tonight, 7:30, Channel 7, I would suggest. It just hooks you in.
All right.
I love it.
Good on you, Wag.
I'm on tonight, Wag.
Triple M. Get out your Zimmer frames, chuck on a cardi, comb your hair over and crank up the tranny.
The grumpy guy story's starting to come into focus a little bit here.
On Ruined Dits, it's time for grumpy old men.
Now, Ru, I'm looking forward to this. Oh, we've had another 24 hours since the weekend.
God.
You reckon I get grumpy after Port Adelaide lose? I want to hear from Tony Franzon. Anyway, we've got Reedy, Franz and Pratty, the regulars. Now, Franz, good morning. Have you calmed down at all?
Now, where do you want to start,
Dix? Go for it. Get it off your chest,
where
friend.
Like coaching selection, umpiring's pathetic.
The umpire's fault, you lost.
Blown opportunities. I don't know where to start.
Well, what'd the coach do wrong?
I would have played West off every day. Guy's retiring. He's a legend of the club. You had to play him.
All right. So, what's the topic today, Ruth?
The topic is that millennials are failing to fly the nest at home. They don't get married by the time they're 25. They don't have a house. They don't even want to move out and rent. They're struggling to build a career. They're struggling to just forge a life for themselves. Do you look after them at 25 still, or do you kick them out and make them fend for themselves?
All right. Let's go to Reedy first up.
Well, the only people to blame are the parents. They wipe their ass. They bloody will give them everything they want. I mean, I know parents. They've got three different kids, and they cook three different meals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't like this, I don't like... So they cook them all a different meal. Now, give me a break. Why would the kid want to leave home?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's like a restaurant.
And I wonder whether the kid actually has ever heard of the word board.
Yeah.
But we all paid board when we were kids. That set it up so good for the kids, mate. Why would they want to leave?
All right, Pratty.
It's not when they've left. They come back at 30.
so you kick them out and they've come home.
Yeah, my son, James, he broke up with his girlfriend. He said, oh, I fought hard and got custody of the two bull mastiff dogs. He parked his oil-leaking shitbox in the driveway. After coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning, or 5 o'clock if he was out with Brad Crouch, he drinks your grog and watches his shows on my Foxtel subscription. He said, oh, I love living here. I'm never going to leave home again. I said, don't you ever threaten me with that language again.
All right, so you're pretty clear. What about you, friends? Do you kick them out or support them?
I think every generation's a bit softer, but I also think each generation... In different ways, it gets a lot harder. And look at university placements or graduates. I mean, when I went to university in the 80s, 10% of the population got a degree. Now you're looking at 35 to 40% get a degree for half the jobs.
Mm.
I just think it's a lot tougher now. Money doesn't buy what it used to buy. I think you've got to support them as much as you can.
Thoughts for the day, Pratty?
Well, I mean, it's trucks and transport coming off the Hampstead Road, B-doubles and semi-tippers, 40 foot long, side by side, right out through Port Rush Road to the South Eastern Freeway, which led me into Crayford's Road, works up your way, Ditch.
Yep.
Sunday, 10 minutes, I'm stopped. They're putting in an overhead gantry. Next to me is a bloke, you know, hard hat and high-vis, a shirt and a shovel. Next thing, he smashed his snail back of the shovel. I said, why'd you do that? He said, little bastard been following me around all day.
There is a few roadworks, and there's going to be because they're spending millions and millions of bucks on infrastructure. Anything else you want to add, boys?
What about the piece of turf going to Queensland?
Oh.
Yes. Now, give me a break. How expensive would that be?
$100,000 they reckon it's costing.
Well, you just... Give me some. There's three blokes, probably two blokes out of a job, young kids out of a job in the AFL.
Yeah.
While they're crying poverty and they're crying COVID and all the other bits and pieces. and they're going to act to keep the Melbournians a little bit happy. But they don't want to see that. I mean, that's absolute rubbish, mate.
Yep.
Absolute rubbish.
Yep. They'd want to pull off a miracle with how they come up with it on grand final day to justify it, because it's a laugh, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, boys, thanks for joining us.
Good on you, man.
Hey, you got something else, Praddy?
Where do I go to get the seeds to grow seedless watermelons?
That's no a idea. Good question.
Yeah,
where do you
question.
Get them from?
Yeah.
All right.
See you, man.
See you, boys.
Have a great grand final week. They're the grumpy old men.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Automasters.
Oh, lots of people are going to have barbecues this weekend. It's for the grand final. So,
Cox Plate grand final.
Yeah, all that happening. A big day-night game at lots of people's houses. So good barbecue weather as well. And that is why Thomas Farms here are going to give away $1,000 worth of meat.
Oh,
yep.
How good's that?
10 $100 vouchers we're going to give away to Thomas Farms. We know they are absolutely brilliant at all things meat.
Well, theirs is quality.
So all you have to do is go to triplem.com.au and tell us how you're spending grand final day for your chance to win big. Okay, so you can win a $100 voucher. Go to triplem.com.au. Coming up in this hour, grumpy old man Brad Ebert's going to join us to talk about his retirement and how they got rock and roll by Richmond in the prelim final.
Triple M. Brew and Dits. Top three things you need to know.
Victorians are looking at using a GPS tracking system for people returning from overseas to try and keep on top of COVID-19. I don't think it's a bad idea either, Dits. I think they need to go to a little bit harsher measures to try and keep on top of it after what they've had to go through in Victoria.
Yep.
I think it's a small price to pay.
You'd think so, yeah. Let's do whatever we have to do.
Yeah, why not? I know it's maybe an invasion of privacy and all that sort of stuff, but once again, as you always say, if you're not doing the wrong thing, what do you got to worry about?
Yes.
The NRL, the Dally M, they call it. That's the Brownlow version for the NRL. Apparently, they told a few journos who'd won a few hours before so they could write the articles and get them all sorted. Problem is, they put it up in the paper.
Are you joking?
On their website.
So everyone knew.
Everyone at the awards night knew who was going to win. What a cock up that is. that is a disaster for the NRL.
With the grand final crowd for this weekend in Brisbane, Roo, they're saying that yesterday they opened it up to the members, and both clubs, Richmond bought about 3,500, Geelong bought about 2,200, so just over 5,000 basically, or 5,700 were sold, meaning now, as of today, public tickets have gone on sale, and this rarely happens, and they're wondering, will they actually fill the place? Will they get a crowd in Brisbane? Because your supporter base of Richmond and Geelong can't travel.
They can't travel. Tickets go on sale today, $185 a pop. So lots of people are going to get a chance to go to a grand final that never, ever get a chance. So people from South Australia can fly up there, people from New South Wales, obviously Queensland, Northern Territory. And if you want to go and isolate for 2 weeks after the granny, you can go back to Perth as well.
Hmm.
They'll sell it out for sure. Two cracking sides in a grand final. And we're going to speak to Paddy Dangerfield tomorrow, who's going into his first grand final. He is itching to be a premiership player. So we're going to have a chat to Danger later on about that. Donald Trump gives us something every day.
Yes.
This one is another beauty.
Pandemic. They're getting tired of the pandemic, aren't they? Getting tired of the pandemic. You turn on CNN, that's all they cover. COVID, COVID, pandemic, COVID, COVID, COVID. You know why? They're trying to talk everybody out of voting. People aren't buying at CNN, you dumb bastards. They're not buying.
Trumpy, you dumb
bastards. He dropped the F-bomb on radio last week. And now
he's getting aggressive. He's shortening in the price. He's coming from $3 to $2.80 to $2.60. So still got a long way to catch up, they say. But, we'll find out over the next couple of weeks who's going to be the President of the United States of America for 4 years.
All right. Can I just finish with the other of my favourite grabs today, Lachie Neal, who won the Brownlow medal.
Yes.
We were talking about the other day that he comes from Kybe Bowlite. Have a listen.
I'm keen to get back and maybe have a bit of a function there where I can sort of say thanks to Kybe and the general community for their support. I've heard a lot. There's been Kybe light, Kai Bobby light, but it's Kybe Bo light. Everyone calls it Kybe though.
Kai Bobby light.
Just call it Kybe.
What a beauty. Yeah.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Automasters.
Roo, this week, each day, we're doing grand final type
prizes.
Yeah. So yesterday we asked our listeners who are in need of a new TV to send in a picture of their TV and tell us why they need a new TV, because Harvey Norman and Hisense are helping us out so that people this weekend won't miss the granny. They'll have a brand new TV.
That's right.
To watch it on.
A 65-inch Hisense TV, which is just a perfect size TV for most lounge rooms.
Unbelievable. All right. Now, someone who sent, we'll try and go through a few of these and see who the most worthy person is, but Tricia from Semaphore Park sent an entry in. Tricia, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your TV. What happened?
It stopped working. The sound works, but the screen's gone all black.
And we
so you can listen to the grand final, but you can't watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. How old's the TV?
A couple of years, about 3 years old.
Are you joking? And it's broken down.
Yeah.
Well, how many kids you got?
Four.
Four kids.
Four boys.
Yeah.
Oh,
how old are they? How old are they?
My oldest is 17, and I've got a 13-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Wow, well, you've spread them out a bit, Trish.
All right.
Yeah.
So, husband as well, and four boys?
Yes.
So you need the footy on there.
So they'll,
definitely. My kids and hubby are footy mad. Right. Mad.
All right. What do you think, Rude? Does she qualify or not?
Only just.
Tricia.
Well done, Trish.
We're kidding. You've won the TV.
65-inch TV.
That's awesome.
Well done.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
We're only pulling your leg. You've won easily. All right. So you'll be able to watch the grand final this weekend.
The hubby and kids will be happy.
well done, Trish.
That's great. Perhaps send us a picture with all your boys and your husband around when you get the TV up.
I will.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank Harvey Norman, Tricia, because they're the ones that donated at Harvey Norman, who are absolute ripping.
Thanks, Harvey Norman.
Yeah, they're great. They always help us out. When we need something, Harvey Norman step up to the plate, Dits, don't they?
They
all the time.
They always do, very generous, yep.
Thanks. Well done, another happy listener.
Harvey Norman and Hisense, you can shop in-store on or online right now.
Oh, that's good, Dits. We've got a Thomas Farm voucher to give away too as well. So people can go on board, go to triplem.com.au and tell us why you need a Thomas Farms meat voucher for this weekend.
Yeah, this week our giveaways are all about the grand final, okay? So if you get meat from Thomas Farms, my God, it's the best.
Oh, it's perfect, isn't it? And it's South Australian. We like looking after South Australians, and Darren Thomas has stepped up to the plate many a time since coronavirus has happened on this show.
So go to triplem.com.au, register there, and tell us why you need us to help out with your grand final for your chance to win.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Paddy Dangerfield's going to join us tomorrow in his first grand final since being drafted way back in 2007. Have a great day, everyone. Blue skies. It's again.